Would you pray with me? Holy One, when I don't know what to say, will you speak for me? When the words that I have are less than you would hope, would you speak for me? When the words that I have need to reach out and touch someone's heart, speak for me. Amen. I have been asking myself, what is it that the world needs to hear right now? It's not a bad question to ask oneself when you're preparing a sermon, though it's a little frightening. It's almost Christmas. The fighting hasn't stopped. The newspaper yesterday showed pictures of parents trying to shelter their children under the toppled ruins of an apartment building in Syria. What does the world need to hear? In American cities, African Americans stand in the streets asking the question, are our children's lives valued? Do they matter to you? In Canada, a young girl dragged herself out of a frozen river very close to where I grew up after an assault. And yesterday she stood before a microphone asking, do our lives matter? What does the world need to hear? What is it that our Christian Christmas story has to tell that world today? Today we read two stories. I like to imagine two storytellers meeting over a cup around a stone table somewhere in Jerusalem. We'll call them Luke and Matthew. Matthew tells the story of a man named Joseph, a carpenter, a simple man, but an educated one, a Jew living in a backwater town called Nazareth on the wrong side of an imaginary line that drew a border between Judah in the south and Israel in the north. The Romans had wiped out that line and made new borders of a state they called Palestine. Joseph was engaged to a young woman named Mary. He'd found out that she was pregnant. He was angry and disappointed, but being a good man, he decided not to drag her through the mud or expose her to danger, but to just withdraw quietly, abandoning the engagement and the woman. And then an angel came to him in a dream and told him that this child was the child of God, a son who could save the world. The angel said, fear not, but I have a job for you. When Joseph woke, he changed his mind. He agreed to take Mary as his wife, to raise the child she bore. And from the rest of the story, we know that he did. He protected them. When Herod sent soldiers to kill the children, he left everything he had, his home, his business, to take them to Egypt and protect them, and to bring them back again after the king had died. We know he took Jesus to Jerusalem when Jesus was around 13. All good young Jewish boys should go to the temple when they're 13. Then he kind of disappears, and we don't know what happened to him next. But Joseph's action said that the life of this child mattered. This child he didn't father, but the child he took responsibility for. This child mattered enough, he gave over his life to raising him. That's the story Matthew tells, sitting over a cup with Luke. Then Luke tells a story. He tells Mary's story, a story of a young girl, probably about 15 years old. She's been promised to a man named Joseph when an angel comes to tell her that she is pregnant, that she will bear a child, and that all the world will call her blessed. And she knows darn well that most of the world will not call her blessed at first. They will call her other names. But implicit in this story the angel tells is a story of hardship and pain. When the angel tells Mary the child can be the savior of the world, she knows that that will take him from her. It won't be a cozy, quiet life. Mary sings a song in response. It's a song she may have learned in childhood. It's the song of her ancestor Hannah, who also bore a child to save her people. But Mary's song goes further, because it's a call to justice. That kings will be toppled from their thrones, the poor will be raised up, that the rich will be sent away hungry, and the poor will feast. What does the world need to hear? Like Joseph, Mary also says yes to God. She says, "Here I am. I will do what you ask. Let it be according to your will." This child matters. Mary and Joseph undertake the most important job in the world, to raise a child. It is at the heart of the Christian story that the most important acts of God's saving grace through human beings are the most basic acts of what it means to be human. To feed someone who is hungry, to share a meal, to bind up a wound, to make a friend, to greet and welcome a stranger. The most important acts of God's saving grace are at the level of the most basic acts of human life and human kindness. What does the world need to hear? That two people raised a child, that a man agreed to love and raise a child not his own, that a woman so young we would consider her a child, agreed to have a child and raise it, even though it put her life in danger. And through these actions, God came into the world. The message of the Christian story for centuries has been that we can be saved by a child. The lives of children matter. If there's anything the world needs to hear right now, it is that the lives of children matter. The lives of First Nations children matter. They deserve our respect and our help. They deserve our advocacy for the basics of life, for clean water, good food, and opportunities. The lives of children in our community matter, whoever they are. Mary and Joseph can be our examples, not just of raising our own flesh and blood children, but of how we see the children around us. We can work for every child the way we would wish the community would work for our own. But also they can be our example when life throws us a ringer, when the life we had planned changes, when the load seems too big or too strange. We live here in relative comfort and safety. When people just like us are sheltering their children under the ruins of buildings and praying for help and searching for food in the rubble, people who a few days before were computer technicians and lawyers, people just like us are living on reserves without safe drinking water, getting up every morning praying to keep their children safe. In the children, there is hope for the future. In these children and in our care of them is the possibility of peace. In a community that values every one of its children, there is joy. Any one of these children may be the savior, may be the one who discovers something new and essential, may be the one who transforms the world into something better, who finds a cure, or who in turn comes to believe that the lives of other people's children matter, who reaches back to us in our own need. Knowing that around the world right now, parents are praying desperately for ways to help their children, take a few moments now to pray with them and to ask God to show us how we may act in the world, because the lives of our children matter and the world needs to hear it.